We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Did you see a shark washed up on the beach in Alabama? And here's what made this story wild. And this happened on the beach at Dauphin Island. It's right on the Alabama Gulf Coast. A woman saw a shark just lying there. It was about 3 feet long, and she thought it was dead. So she walked up to the shark, and she was with a friend. She said, quote, "I assumed it was dead. So we started checking it out, rolling it over, looking in his mouth to see how big the teeth were. We stuck our fingers right in his mouth to check out his teeth. And then it moved. And then the shark moved, Coleman."
That's the part you found amazing, that the shark moved?
It was still alive.
Oh, I'm shaking my head.
The woman said she was certainly surprised, and that was a lot more subdued than the reaction she got when she put it on her Facebook page. People were absolutely freaking out. If you're walking down the beach and you see a shark just laying there next to the water, but it's out of the water and it's just laying there and it's not moving, you wouldn't walk up close to it?
No.
I don't think a shark could hurt you if it's out of the
water.
That's
not even the point. It's like, what would be the purpose of it? Like, why would I want to? I know what sharks, I've seen TV. I know what sharks can do. I have no interest in walking up to any dead animal. I don't like walking outside and seeing dead roaches. Like, why? Who are these people that like to walk up and go play with dead animals? Unless you're going to eat it. Now, if it was a dead cow or if it was a dead fish, something I could actually take home and cut up and cook, maybe. Well, but I don't just have a taste for shark. Then they started playing with the shark's mouth. Like, why would you play with a dead animal's mouth? We have all these COVID guidelines for humans where you have to wear masks and wear gloves. But these people are like, oh, no, let's go play with the shark's mouth. See how big his teeth is. It's dead. It's not going to do us anything. Who are these people that do that? There was a video that was on Facebook that went viral a couple of days ago. Some guy playing with a cougar. And he's just sitting there with his phone while the cougar's
dead. I saw that.
It's like, why are you playing with the cougar? Run. And he's filming the whole thing. Like, drop your phone and run. Like, why do people keep playing with wild animals and then get mad at when the animal actually does something against them? Like, if the shark would have bit her finger off, she would have blamed the shark. Why did the shark bite my finger off? I was just trying to see how big his teeth was.
Well, I don't know about that, because what she did next, Coleman, was even more surprising.
Okay.
Than her sticking her hand in the mouth of the shark to see how big the shark's teeth were.
Okay, what was it?
After the shark moved and her friend realized the shark was still alive, her and her friend picked the shark up and put him back in the water.
I guess that's nice of them.
Quote, "We stayed to make sure that it didn't get washed back up into the surf, and we never saw it again. We wanted to try to save the shark's life. So I assume since we never saw it again, she said it survived.
I guess that's good on them. At least they didn't call the police like they like those guys did up north when they had that little fake shark.
In Wareham, Massachusetts. That was the dumbest thing I read all morning. Yeah, yesterday.
Boy.
The shark was identified as an Atlantic sharp nose, which can grow to about 4 feet and have 24 or 25 rows of triangular teeth. Wow. Now, this woman
is crazy.
She lives on Dauphin Island. Remember, her name is Jane Covell Walton, and she lives on Dauphin Island. And so I guess if you live there, I guess you're one with the island and everything that I guess comes ashore on the island.
I guess the shark was her spirit animal. She was one with the shark.
So,
I don't know. I we live in the waters, but I'm not one with the Nutri-Rats and the alligators and the homeless people. I leave them alone, especially when I see a dead one.
But a bunch of her Facebook friends, after they were freaking out on the post, they wondered why that shark would be in that position. Some thought the shark was either sick or dying. And some of the commenters on her Facebook post speculated that the shark stranded itself while chasing prey near the beach.
So they were more concerned about why the shark was washed up than why would a woman go play with a dead shark's mouth. That's the part that concerns me about this entire story. Hey, this shark is dead. Let's go play in his mouth. Screw bacteria and viruses or maybe getting your finger chopped off. Let's have fun and look at the rows and rows of shark teeth that can definitely kill you.
Well, still, it's anybody's guess why the shark did not bite her probing fingers. But she described its teeth as minuscule and not so intimidating. She thought the shark, what was much more impressive about the shark than its teeth, were the shark's hypnotic turquoise eyes.
If I was the shark, I would have said that the water was cold, so, you know, I'm not at my foot. Wait, what? She was talking about the teeth? Oh, okay, never mind.
She thought the eyes were the most impressive thing about the shark, not the teeth. And she said that the shark was too beautiful to leave on the beach to die. You don't see that very often. A shark lying outside the water on the beach.
Well, sometimes mammals like dolphins and whales, they do, when they sense that they're about to die, they do wash up on the beach so they can die instead of sinking to the bottom of the ocean. So that has happened, but whales and dolphins are really mammals. So I don't know how it works for fish like sharks.
You know, much like you said, there was a video earlier this week that a lot of people saw of that cougar that was on some trail somewhere, and all of a sudden it started chasing the people that were in front of it. They were in some sort of vehicle, though, and they were able to. Did you see a few of the videos that came out after that? They had older women chasing people down that. There's more cougars. But what was what you may have seen also, if you spend a lot of time on the internet recently,
mm-hmm.
off the coast of Florida. And a couple other coasts on the East Coast, swimmers and surfers in the water, in the ocean, there's a drone over their head.
Yeah, yeah.
And the drone is video recording them, and there has been sharks seen right near those surfers and right near those swimmers in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, nothing happened to those people, but it was wild watching that drone footage of just seeing a person out there in the ocean, and because the drone is straight up in the air and you can look straight down, you can see through the water, you see a shark pretty much circling the person, not that far away from the person.
Hey, John, want to hear something funny?
What's that?
So we got some text messages going coming through, and they're playing a certain game of bingo, and I'm just going to assume that they were 100% correct. I'm quite sure that you know what it is. But it's hilarious because they're guessing. It's like, yeah, I have to go with the majority of the text.
Hold on here. Hold on. If you don't know what Coleman's talking about, since you brought it up.
It's not me. It's a text. I did not bring it up.
On our radio show, we used to play a game called Racial Bingo.
We can't do that anymore.
We would tell you a story like we just did. And then I would say, hey, why don't you guess the race of the person in the story we're talking about? But here in the year 2020, I don't know if that game is socially acceptable anymore on the radio.
Well, that's not stopping our Texans from playing it. But it's all 100% the same. Well, we can't speculate. We're not allowed to play, but I'm quite sure that you guys are correct.
So I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing the texters are thinking that Jane Covell Walton happens to be a white woman. I'm just going out on a limb.
Going on a limb, yeah.
I'm going out on a limb if we're playing the game. But we're not playing the game.
We're just, okay.
All right. You know, that was a fun game.
It was, but 2020, cancel culture, you know, people's sensibilities, you know, you can't take these kind of chances anymore. So we just don't play it at all.
All right. Well, thank you for the texts. We appreciate them. And I'm just glad this story had a happy ending. And but it just wild what this one woman happened to do when she saw a shark laying right next to the water, right next to the Gulf of Mexico on Dauphin Island on the beach there on the Alabama Gulf Coast here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.